Another sobering report by the Office of the Legislative Auditor, this one concerning the Behavioral Health Administration within the Department of Human Services, which issues grants to providers treating mental health and drug and alcohol addiction, hundreds of millions of dollars each year. The audit found them issuing grants to applicants without a bidding process.
So what we saw is that there was multiple entities that could have been eligible, and they chose not to provide a justification for why they were picking those.
This report is quite stunning.
One outrageous example. The auditors found a grantee that was paid $672,000 for 1 month of work without any info on what they do. And the audit says the grant manager who paid it then left DHS a couple days later and became a paid consultant for that company.
To me, that's criminal.
Auditor Judy Randall says she was most shocked that during the audit, multiple DHS managers backdated or created new documents to try to cover their tracks.
Frankly, in the 27 plus years I've been with OLA, I have never seen this before. I will say we have had suspicions periodically, but we have never been able to prove it, to document it. And we did in this case. And it's very troubling.
Temporary DHS Commissioner Shireen Gandhi's response.
I was shocked to hear this information in the exit conference, and it is absolutely unacceptable that any staff would provide anything other than accurate representation of the work done to an auditor.